What a good guy.
Hey, we are recording. Hey.
So we are in our Wednesday, June the 5th, wet meeting at 6 o'clock for our work meeting. And I'll do a roll call.
Donald Child. Okay. Robert Anderson.
Stella Hill.
Mike Warner.
Lori Nay. And we're waiting.
JB.
And JB's
JB.
Here, and Dennis Marker, and we're waiting for Albert Park, and we're going to be looking at the old tennis court.
You want to just walk it real quick, and
yeah.
we can at least point out a few things before it gets here.
Yeah, let's do that. How are you, JB?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, yeah.
Hang up,
we'll hang in here. I got in a hurry and I left the cane home.
Sorry,
it's okay. You're better than a cane.
Here, help here. I'm trying to think who I was talking to. He told me that they grew up in Kisherman. I'm going to have to think about it now.
What's that?
The
cops are knocked off somebody that grew up in Kisherman.
Oh, man.
You know, saying, oh, we weren't consolidated kind of thing.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So, here we are.
Yeah.
And it's really...
There's the rock and R.
All right.
Down there in Anemone.
So, some of the...
They run that resort thing down there. Yeah. Really did a good job with it.
Some of the things that were pointed out so far... Obviously, these are old tennis courts, and so you've got some of the original pipe work that's still in the ground that may or may not be in the way of what you're doing, but we did lay this out so that on the south half of this, you could install a basketball standard on the east and the west side and get practically a full court this way. And then where the light standard is, you could put another basketball hoop there and you could do a half court there. So you could do three half courts and the two on the long end could be full court distance. And then on the north half, you could do easily three pickleball courts oriented north-south.
I'll bet you can get four.
And they're saying if you fence them off in between, you could probably easily get four, and the fencing would be necessary to kind of keep the balls contained on the courts. But some of the issues we have, obviously it's old court, there's cracking all the way through it. Where the skateboard equipment was on the north and the south end of the slabs,
they've
got a lot of erosion, a lot of chipping and flaking. You can see there are some places where the cracks are that there's heaving in places, and so you've got, especially down on the very south end of the court, there's about a half to three quarter inch heave difference in the slab. A heave. It's.
Yeah.
What do you think, Albert?
Yes, Albert. We want to make this a basketball court and a pickleball court.
I've got a recording device. So it's on
I'm not sure what you mean, though. What do I think about what?
Well, do you think we can put something over the top of this so that it could be used for those things? Have you ever poured cement on top of cement?
Yeah, and like I was telling Mike, if you pour cement like directly on top of this, every crack you have will bleed back into the new court.
So do you just start off with...
Well, you can put road base over the top of it like an inch. You just need a buffer, road base or gravel, and then you can pour on top of it. If this is only 4 inches thick, it's not that much money to tear out, I don't think. You'd have to talk to Mike, but it's not.
It's pretty thick. You see the end of it?
So yeah, let's go look at that end, Albert.
Boy, it is really bad.
But even that, though, if they...
If you just frame up and pour along that end...
Oh, that's what you mean. Oh, that part.
You just take off the cap.
Is that
so
right?
So it's just it's on a retaining wall.
Oh, wow.
You have some damage, you know, like that. But you could probably thicken edge that and make that work.
Also, you just take off the top and
because this is just the foundation. So you just got to slap sit on a foundation.
And you could possibly repair those kind of areas?
Yeah.
Oh, I think that's a great idea, start over.
But a lot of the stuff with the concrete too is what's under it, you know, so you need a good base. The most important thing is what's under it, and I have no idea what's under it.
So would we, are we better off putting a road base over the top of this and then putting another 4 inches or taking it off and starting over?
I would get a price to tear it out. I mean, it's, it just see.
JD will give us a one.
Tapped. I'm done. So, Albert had a scenario where they did pour over a slab.
Oh, yeah?
And it worked pretty good. To be to do that, though, to Albert's point, you almost have to pour another wall and raise it up because what's going to hold the road base in?
Exactly.
You know, so you almost have to pull a wall around it, right, Albert?
You would. And you'd have to come up 6 inches probably, or at least four, and that would hold those poles in to where you could reuse those poles on the outside and just, then you're, you know.
But the other thing too is like if you, a professional pickleball court like Mayfield that you call them, they put pulse tension straps, they do all sorts of stuff, you know, which is, it's all money, you know, so I mean, it just depends on what you want to spend.
Well, if you know what pulse tension is, they basically, you put rebar in the in the concrete work and they stretch it out and they pour the concrete. And when it's cured, they release the tension on it. And that rebar kind of pops back in and just pulls everything tight. So it has very little potential of cracking and doing what we have here.
That would be nice. Is that a...
I like I said, I don't do it. Normally, in most cement companies don't. It's a separate company that comes in and actually does that.
Which is why they're a specialty company, and that's why it costs a dang much.
And I don't know if they'd want to do that.
Well, you do end up, the material, so you pour the concrete, and you do end up putting
a rubber thickness
paint, or is it rubber paint, or how does that?
I thought it's a whole mat, isn't it?
It might be a mat, but that's what I'm saying. You cover the cracks that might exist, you could, right? I mean, all the cracks and stuff
They'll still come up, they'll still bleed up through that surface that you put on there.
Okay, I wondered that.
Unless if you put the road base, it doesn't necessarily all
But concrete cracks regardless. So even if you do the road base, put the slab on,
it's still gonna crack,
and he's gonna put saw cuts in it, or whoever gets the job put saw cuts in it to try to direct the cracks. Cracking's gonna happen.
Yeah, if you look at this, there's no, you know, it's 20 concrete. 4 inches should be cut every 9 feet.
Yeah,
you know, 6 inches every 12 feet. And if you look at this, they're like 20 by whatever. So that's it.
But we'd want a new fence. We'd want a new netting on this anyway. So if you did another retaining wall.
You notice how small, this isn't regular, this is a lot smaller netting, so the tennis balls don't get stuck on it. This is really small square, such a specialty netting they put in here.
I've just seen pictures put on top, and so I don't know if
it's a coating.
Is it on a mat?
Right.
It's a paint on, it's a rubberized paint that gives it, slows the ball down.
Well, if we were to do a new retaining wall, I'd sure like to see this not be a little gob of grass, and just be cement all across here and be a nice clean finish.
Yeah, so what I was thinking is, if you kept the existing foundation and you took off the slab and re-poured the slab, you would then plaster all the way around that, so it would have this nice finished plastered look. But I guess one question that I had for Albert was, because the argument was, you know, originally not really an argument, but discussion was, some of us felt like there was really no patching what existed here. And would you agree with that, Albert? Some of the, you know, this stuff, there's no way to patch this in, is there?
I would talk to that captain, the guy who did the...
Capstone?
Yeah, okay. And see what he says, because I don't do any of that, never have. Okay.
So we could have Capstone. He does epoxy-type floors and stuff. And we could talk to him and see if he feels like he could patch it, but...
Yeah, because he'll grind out the cracks, but I don't know. Like I said, you need to shoot this and see how, you know, it's looking at it, it's hard to tell, but...
See if it's even straight.
Yeah, see if you're flat or sloped or...
So, yeah, he could come in and grind. These are the concerns that I have, though. You can't really... Even if you form this up and try to pour concrete in here, it's never going to stay, right? No. I mean, it's going to fall off.
Well, you'd have to drill into it, stick some rebar into what you pour up, and then...
I guess that's something you could do, is cut it back a couple feet, and then rebar into what's there, and then just pour the edges, you know?
Yeah.
So I guess it gets down to what's the cheapest and best solution, is
it's and one of the big problems with this is all the water from the north end of the grass runs right through this. You can see when they've watered, it comes out on this side.
All it's kind of a slope.
This is a drain
water on
for the old pool.
If you added the concrete with water, it would have an edge on that end now.
That's why you got some water.
Some water from the grass. Yeah, some water from the lands up there.
Which lights work?
It's a good question.
I don't know if you
have JD.
Do the lights work?
Well, these two on this side are busted clear on. There's two down there, but there was also two on this side. One down there and one here. So two of the ones on this side, the kids have just destroyed them. They did sit there and then they knocked them down.
We put that timer on. They had to put a quarter in. They broke into it and ripped it off.
Really?
You know, the Lunds took that old tennis court of Manti that old Wilbur Brethwaite had done. They went in and ground it. They did everything to it, totally refinished it, and it looks beautiful right now. Then they did the epoxy stuff on top of it, and they worked with what was there. But they, I don't know, they ground a lot down. They really went pretty extensive up there, but they repurposed those old tennis courts and turned them into pickleball courts. And then on that far west side,
Beth Harden about how they did that.
You know,
Mary said, I don't know, she just said they did some resurfacing.
I've talked with them a couple times. They really worked, put in a lot of work, but they did a very nice job. And it was just all, it was basically the Lund family that took it all on.
Well,
you can see right here how it's eroded so bad right there.
We did set aside about $70,000 for next year.
So we have $35,000 in this year and $47,000 in next year's budget.
So that would so it's closer to 80.
Close to 80 total.
And I can't even imagine that will come close to what it will cost to do it.
Albert,
you haven't even done a lot of construction.
It's $5 a square foot to overlay. So he says you're about the same amount to start over as the overlay.
Yeah, well, not including the tear out.
Right.
The tear out.
The tear out.
You could tell.
The price is the same except for the tear out and whether we could make this work.
Well, and like I said, I'd call Captain and make sure. But yeah, he's doing a little thing at my house that it's. Yeah, I'm.
You know this guy? He's talking about.
Yeah, he did the fire station.
And it wouldn't be a bad idea to have him come and look at this and see if he's got some ideas of some kind of.
What I said is, Captain doesn't have anywhere near. Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, if you shot this with a laser, I bet it's 5 inches.
Oh, yeah. Going off that
corner. Oh, sorry, I'm late.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
So real quick summary, they're talking about either adding a layer of road base on top of this and pouring a new slab, or taking the cap, the 4-inch cap, off of this foundation wall.
Which way is it sloping?
Just pulling that all off and repouring. Another option is to see if somebody will come back, grind all of the seams down, and try to just resurface what's there.
Yeah.
Bring somebody in that might have some expertise with that and get some cost options.
Doesn't, if he does, great. Look at the cost. If he doesn't, then I think your choices are, you have two choices. You can tear it out and start over. Because, I mean, like Albert's saying right now, if you look down, you can see, you can't even, it's not flat at all, it's jumping all over the place. Which might be fine, I don't know. Depends on if you can fly. If you can get rid of the things you trip on. But I don't know how you do that.
Grind them down and...
But that's what Capstone will probably suggest, if he could do it.
See, if he was going to grind it and overlay it, I think he'd be way more than it would be to tear it out.
To tear it out and just...
Yeah, that's what I mean. Okay, so we take it out, we have to redo it again. Okay.
Most likely. The fencing... So, on the concept of the basketball standards being on the south side... You'd probably still want to have a high fence around the basketball area,
but you
don't need to have it on the pickleball area, other than maybe, you know, Robert, you and I have talked about this, maybe to prevent kids from thinking they can jump over the fence and cause damage to the fence, you might want something a little bit higher than a 4-foot fence.
About 6 foot?
Over there, probably.
Six or eight, at least on the perimeter, and that way they're not trying to jump across it. A 4-foot fence, the kids are going to be jumping across it, catch their toe on the top. Be nothing but a hassle.
It's not great fencing. That's just held together by the pole.
Yep.
It is.
It's not.
Oh, and to start over on the fence, we need to come and make that. You're looking like you're inside of a prison right now. Just saying. It'd be nice to have a black netting so it looks professional.
Some Robert Toby.
They just put regular chain link back up, and they did it all themselves.
All you can really do is signage and say no wheels on the court.
The mountain bike team used this Monday night.
Oh, did they? Oh, okay.
But they don't need to.
Need to. Well, we have some things to cover up at our other location, right?
Yeah.
I think we know our options. Capstone, I'll get you his number.
Okay. We did. We heard back from the T-Mobile community grant.
Oh, yeah?
We asked for, I think, $80,000 or so to do this, and they said our application just wasn't strong enough. We need to get more community support. So they want to see some more letters of support and a broader community impact than this would be. Okay.
Maybe we could take that same job and ship it off to Echo and see if it's about $15,000.
Yeah. Or we can see if the Jazz will help find a new court.
We send out an LOI, then we kind of know that they're interested in
it. Okay, well, should we adjourn back to City Hall then?
Yes, let's adjourn and we'll change location. Stella, you said let's adjourn and go to the other location, right?
Well, I told Robert we were going.
Okay, so that we got one and two, and all in favor?
I.